You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
.35 here on SENZ, and your chance to call us on 0800 150 811. 0800 150 811. With your thoughts on what you saw over the weekend. The Blues fans, John, your friend Joey up there in Auckland, what did you make of that performance? It was a bit muddling, wasn't it? It wasn't exactly the spectacle everyone wanted to see, but they got the job done. And, you know, the term win ugly, but they did win ugly and they won by 20 points. So that's a dominant performance. And are we still making allowances for the Crusaders? Crusaders fans, I mean, you've got the Chiefs this weekend down there in Christchurch. If you weren't able to get that 0-6, you know, obviously season done by then, absolutely done by then. No chance to pull it back from 0-6, even if you did struggle somehow into the top eight. You're pretty well done, aren't you? To be honest, if you can't win one shortly. So, Crusaders fans, love to hear your thoughts on that. Conservationists, what about this? Sir Russell Coutts coming out and giving it to Christchurch or giving it to the organisers and saying, listen here, this is not on and you won't be getting it back. It's an interesting one for me, this. A really, really interesting one because... is this contract that they sign, is that unique only to Lyttelton? Is it unique only to New Zealand waters? I can't imagine in certain parts of the world, because they've seen dolphins out in the harbour, calling off that. Is it just that New Zealand has a really very close eye on conservation and animal rights and you know, looking after their domains, etc.? Are we a little bit more conscious of that than... other countries? Would this happen all around the world if they took the sale GP and they saw dolphins or a whale with a calf floating around? Would they call things off? Interesting. Very, very interesting. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. But it seems now that, of course, it's gone. It's gone out of Lyttelton, gone for good. Sir Russell was a man of his word. So maybe Auckland perhaps are looking at the sale GP. And is that an issue anyway? Joey, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Smitty. Look, with the Blues and that, yeah, you know, we're no perfect side either, but far from it. But, yeah, to win and to win ugly, yeah, I thought the Crusaders might have actually got up a little bit more for that game, but they've lost a lot of players, and when you haven't got the cattle and you guys coming in, it's very hard. But also, you've got to give them time, Rob Penny, you know. I know it's hurting the Crusaders fans that at the moment. Of course it is, because, you know, 5-0 and it could be 6-0. You know, it doesn't look great. But they're learning, in a sense now, Smithy, they're learning how to lose, which is something you don't want, you know. And in saying that, I'm not saying that in a bad way, but it's tough on them. And, you know, Rob Penny's won four premierships at the MPC. Now, that's different, I know, but he still knows how to coach. But when you've got, you know, they're not getting hammered. They're making mistakes at crucial times, and it's costing them. If they can get out of those and maybe win a couple, they've only got to win four out of their last nine or five out of their last nine. The people might think that's hard, but if they do that, they can easily make the finals. And they've got to realise that, you know, when you look at teams like that, when you, I'll put it to you, Smithy. If you were, if I gave you the coaching job and said, did you want to coach the Crusaders or Penrith Panthers after Cleary, or say the Warriors, most would take the Warriors, because taking those sides from the teams that have won so many premierships, it's so hard to keep them up for another one. And yes, Canterbury have been fantastic for it, and it's fantastic. They've been fantastic for New Zealand rugby, because what they've done is they've put the benchmark on every other team. I mean, you can't take anything away from them. They won 7 in a row or whatever. I mean, you go back to that. You know, I always go back to people that give me a hard time about the Broncos, and I go, we've won six premierships. How many you won? And most of them can't you know, answer it and don't say much then. The Crusaders. They just need a bit. Rob Penny needs another year with them. If they've lost 6 in a row or 5 in a row this time next year, then he may not be the coach. But you've got to give him time. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think you've also got to factor in something else, Joey, the draw. The draw has been really punishing for them. I mean, how many other sides would have done any better with the draw that they've been put with? I mean, just look at who they've had to play. Every week they line up, and they've had no respite, just bang, bang away. So, look, I'm with you on that. I think one of the reasons why a lot of people are enjoying this is because, of course, they have been so dominant. But they didn't. I don't think anyone expected that when they had a tough year, it would be this bad. I think, you know, that people thought, yeah, they'll struggle. You know, it's not going to be plain sailing for them as such, for want of a better phrase. But you know, I think people didn't think for 1 second that they would be 0-5, staring down the barrel of 0-6 this weekend against the Chiefs as well. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think, you know, it is the end of a long, long a dynasty, but it cannot be forgotten, and it cannot be ignored, and it never will be. Even the most devout fan of or anti-Crusader fan, if they don't show respect for what they've achieved over the years, then you're not a true sports fan, to be fair. You're just bitter. Right, thanks, Joey. Let's get on to Rex. G'day, Rex. Good morning to you out of Christchurch. The Sail GP issue turned out to be a bit of an ugly one. They got some sailing yesterday, and wasn't that a bit bruising as well, Rex? But it's become a bit of an issue. What's your stance on it?
I mean, I don't have. I mean, I feel sorry for. I'm not a yachting or a sailing fan. I do feel sorry for those who of course, missed out on the first day entirely. But I mean, you can look at this at so many different levels. One I don't have any sympathy for, this is a slight digression, is Russell Coates. Now, notice I'm calling him Russell Coates, because I detest the fellow, going way back for reasons you'll be well aware of having been the Benedict Arnold of New Zealand sport. And you know, I would have stripped his knighthood off him years ago. But anyway, that's by the by. So I don't have any sympathy for him. And anyway, it's a bit rich of him complaining, because, you know, it's a contract here. He contractually signed up to the marine management plan. And, you know, he's now whinging about it when the plan takes effect. He knew the rules about it, and he's just acting like he always has, as a very egotistical, spoiled brat. So you can tell him, I'll give your operator my address. He can come around and visit me if he wants.
I don't think it'll come to that, Rex, but I think you are in a pretty big group by the sounds of things. I look for feedback. When I see things like this happening, I look for comments on articles and things, and a lot of people in your court. One on the Russell Coutts side of things, people haven't forgot, they've got long memories. And the other thing, of course, is if you do sign a contract, you know, you probably sign that thinking, oh, it's not going to happen, but we'll sign it just to keep them happy and get things underway. Well, it did damn well happen. It did really did happen. So I'm with you on that regard, Rex. To be perfectly honest, and I think we've got an obligation to look after as human beings. We've got an obligation, serious obligation, to look after wildlife. And if we're playing in their backyard, we've probably got to play by their rules, to be perfectly honest. But it's up to us to administer that. If it's on, if it's down there in black and white on a piece of paper, as you say, Rex, he has nowhere to go. Absolutely nowhere to go. Spot on. And I hear your grievance, and I hear your attitude towards Sir Russell Coutts. And again, as I say, you're not on that boat by yourself. He is the kind of person that seriously polarises people in this country. Interesting one. What did he do? He turned his back on us, went and took the money overseas to try and take things off us. Where does Graham Henry fit in that camp? 9:44. Text flying in on 8833. Keep them coming on. And two on the IPL. And Brian, you can clear this up for us, please. Smithy, any idea of what's happening to the IPL coverage this year? Seems Sky aren't showing. Disappointing. And then Chris has come in and said, morning, Smithy. Was looking forward to watching the IPL, only to find out that Sky Sports are now showing it and we have to pay an extra $10 to watch it on Sky's Indian channel, which will only show live games, no replays or highlights. Brian, you got an update on that?
Yeah, so did a bit of digging with the first text, and Sky's like, yes, we do have it, which technically they do. And that second text is bang on. There is a Hindi channel called Colors, which you add to your current package for an extra $10 a month. Now, I don't think many people will just be getting that just for the cricket, so it's a bit of a stink one there from Sky, Smithy.
I haven't heard. I follow the IPL, but I really haven't got into it just yet. But I must admit, I'd never heard of that. It's a Colours channel from Sky Sport, and I'd never seen that advertised at a cost of $10. And I watch quite a lot of TV, so you see the promos floating across. Have you seen that as a promo?
Never heard of it.
You can watch the IPL for $10 on Colours channel?
Yep, never seen it, never heard of Colours.
Well, if someone is listening at Sky, they might want to ring us and just clear that up, because I have not seen a promotion. I just assumed it would be normally, as it was, as part of your Sky package. It's a massive product, goes around the world in all sorts of areas. Bernard, good morning to you. Bernard from Canterbury.
Good morning. How are you? Just
good, man.
Just a quick talk about the rugby.
Yep.
Well done to the Hurricanes. They are flying. They look like a really good team, all gelled together, going very, very good. I mentioned to you about Brett Cameron a year ago, and it looks like it might work for him. He's playing good rugby. He's got a good halfback on the inside of him, and he's got a good second five on the outside of him. And that would be a great combination to see in an All Black back line, I'd say. just quickly on the Canterbury team, or the Crusaders, Scott Robertson. He had a good back line running for him there last year. And every week he couldn't leave out Dallas McLeod out of his team. He had to find a place to put him in. And we don't have a good back line this year. But for some reason, the new coach can't seem to find a position for Dallas McLeod. It's just it doesn't work for me.
I saw that. He was in the reserves, yeah.
Yeah, well, he's been in the reserves. And, you know, if you're going to play a reserve, play the boy that you brought in to play centre, because he's certainly not doing the job.
Okay, Bernard, thank you very much for your thoughts there. Looking at team selections there as well. So Christchurch people are feeling it quite clearly. Canterbury rugby fans are feeling it quite clearly. But, you know, these things are swings and roundabouts. It's just that you've been on the swings. Dominating with people pushing you to the level that you want for a long, long time. It's 9:53. Back soon.